It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm your host, Jennifer Boozer, owner of Cannabama, the CBD store in downtown Mobile. We are located at 558 St. Francis Street on the corner of St. Francis and Warren Street. You can check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Google, and our website, cannabama.com. At Cannabama, we're approaching 1 year in business as the very first CBD superstore in Alabama, and I could not be more proud of the trail we have blazed, not just in having the courage to open a legal cannabis store here long before anybody else, but also of our continued focus on educating the community with real and accurate information about cannabis. So, as always, we hope our listeners can learn more each week about what CBD is, what it does, how it works, and how to use CBD products to get the relief they need. Today, we'll be talking with Gerald Harbin, a holistic fitness expert, about the symbiotic relationship between fitness and CBD. Gerald, welcome to Sweet Home Cannabama.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Yes, me too. I'm ready to learn something too. So Gerald has joined the Cannabama family and been a huge asset to me in the recent weeks. How did you get involved in health and fitness?
Well, kind of my whole life. I grew up in a pretty active family. We're always outdoors, just like anybody in our generation. We didn't have a whole lot of video games around those times, so yeah. We were outside running around and things like that. And so it was just kind of natural for me. I remember my dad bodybuilding and always having weights around the house, so peeping him and seeing what he was doing in those situations. But, you know, later on, long story short, joined the military, which, you know, they're pretty high on your on PT and fitness joined that after I joined reserve duty. I started working at a gym and got my toes in the water of fitness. In that way, as far as helping people in the public on the civilian side, and started managing the gym very, very quickly. Started personal training after that, managed a few more gyms, became a district director of a huge fitness franchise. I'm on the executive staff of a holistic homeopathic research and development team that also does therapies for dealing with stem cells, PRP, homeopathic IVs and things like that as well. So it's kind of my life, and I love it. I like to see people healthy, happy.
Right. I've had one of those holistic IVs, and man, you got to get one of those. I felt amazing for days and days afterwards. It was I almost felt drunk a little bit because my body was thinking, you know, oh my gosh, what is all this great stuff? Because I was pretty stressed, but it was amazing and I can't wait to do it again. So thank you for introducing me to that.
Hey, my pleasure.
So why do you love helping others with health and fitness?
Well, I think everyone has a responsibility, you know, not only to themselves to achieve goals and things, but there's always somebody that is counting on other people. You know, if you're a mom, you have kids and a husband. If you're a husband, you have a wife and kids. Even in work sector, there's people that depend on you. You know, in the military is very, it's important that you keep your fitness up for obvious reasons.
Right.
So I think everybody has a responsibility to their health and fitness. Not a lot of people have the knowledge in order to do that. I think in this culture, we kind of make everything very, very complicated.
Absolutely.
And kind of plug and play where things aren't necessarily plug and play because different people are, I mean, they're just different.
Right.
And so, for me, it's important that people can see an easy path to health and fitness that's maintainable, sustainable through their avenues and their lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, you constantly are seeing, you know, these fad diets and, you know, all new, you know, best diet products and, you know, lose weight without getting off the couch or stopping the tacos, you know. And it's overwhelming sometimes, you know, to really know what would work. And of course, each of these things is one size fits all. And, you know, just like with cannabis, everyone's different. You know, what works for one will not work for another. And there's no really shortcut to any of this stuff because, you know, a lot of what is wrong with people's health is self-inflicted.
That's and true.
My issues included, you know. We put inflammation and disease into our own bodies every day, and you know, ignorance is bliss until, you know, you have a disease.
That's correct, yeah. We, you know, we see a lot of people mainly try to get things before they actually happen. So, you know,
right.
A lot of preemptive work, and a lot of people's mindsets aren't that way. Like you said, there's, you know, they really don't care about it until after the fact, until something has gone horribly wrong, and then you have to go back and backtrack and see what happened all to lead to this, and then try to come up with some kind of program or remedy to,
right.
to help with that.
Right, yeah. Because, well, we're inundated with ads and information that says, you know, hey, do what you want. You know, follow your heart.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do what you, you know. Do you live your best life until, you know, I have diabetes or I have cancer or I'm in, you know, intractable pain, and here's some pills which will make it worse, and you know, a lot of times we don't even really, they don't even look to see, you know, the basics of why these things happen, and no one's teaching prevention.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
So, all right. Well, you know. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what you actually do whenever you talk with someone about health and fitness.
Well, usually when I talk to them, I do a lot of listening.
Yeah.
And as much talking as I do a lot of listening. well, you just kind of want to get the full story, you know.
Right.
I don't like to interrupt. So, you know, what's going on? Where, you know, where are you feeling the issue at? Where's the pain? What did the doctor say? You know,
right.
How are you feeling about this? Because, I mean, you find that the approach is really, it's more holistic than anything. You know, your mind, your spirit
right.
has to do a lot with everything that you're feeling in your body as well. You know, there was a study that came out, you know, decades ago that most issues that people deal with in their bodies is psychosomatic.
Absolutely.
And so just listening to those people and seeing what's going on, you know, and a lot of you can, you know, just like they talk themselves into it, they can talk themselves out of it, you know, and then
right.
they find that it's a very simple thing that they need to do. But, you know, everybody's not like that, and there's some, you know, things. But I usually just sit down and talk and have an initial consultation with them, and then we just go from there and see what avenues we need to go down, you know. Everything is completely customized based on that person because, like I said before, everything is different for
right.
every other person,
right.
you know.
One thing that I found unique when you and I first started talking about this was your emphasis on not just physical, but mental and emotional, spiritual, you know. And I totally have never heard that from someone before in, you know, the realm of health and fitness outside of mental health professionals.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and we've talked about on the show a little bit, and I've done classes about how stress and trauma and anxiety can create, you know, inflammation in the body, you know, that constant cortisol dump when you have, you know, continuous anxiety and PTSD and
sure.
how, you know, diseases can just appear and these unexplained things that they could actually attribute to mental health. So, you know, you were the first person that I've ever come across that was as focused on emotional and mental health as well as the physical, because you got to get your mind right.
Right, absolutely.
It's most of it's mental anyway. Making mm-hmm. yourself do the right thing mm-hmm. for the right reasons, and you know, sometimes I know I struggle with self sabotage, and you know that's something that I've worked with my therapist about, because I know that, you know, there's something in there that I need to get to and root out so that I can make better choices.
Sure.
And you know, improve my health.
Sure, absolutely.
So, well, when we come back after the break, I want to talk about how CBD can improve, you know, a healthy lifestyle, better quality of life, and be used to create and maintain fitness routine from head to toe, you know, that mental, emotional, and mm-hmm. physical. And I would like for us to pick it up and dive into details with Gerald after the break. You're listening to Sweet Home Cannabama with me, Jennifer Boozer. And if you want to leave questions for the show, you can go to sweethomecannabama.com and leave us a message, either for me or if you have questions for Gerald or want to get his contact information and get a personalized fitness assessment. We can definitely connect you with him. And then, of course, you can come down to the store anytime and talk to us about, you know, CBD and the products that might be useful to you so that you can achieve a better, more healthy, fit lifestyle. We'll be back.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back to the show. Let's continue our conversation with Gerald Harbin today about CBD and fitness. Gerald, what is the connection between CBD and fitness?
Well, a lot of people, you know, I think we kind of grew up watching, at least, you know, our age, the boom of the fitness industry and how that came to be, you know, and, you know, mainly for me, it started off seeing my dad with bodybuilding magazines hanging around. So you have your Arnold's and you have your Ron Coleman's.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and all the protein shakes and all the heavyweights and all the horrible tank tops and
yes,
and all, and you know, and everything that comes with that, you know. And so you get into this mode of everybody is into the physicality of things, how this makes you feel, you know. And then you have the things that was kind of in the background, like the steroids and the dark side of the
of the
bodybuilding industry and health and fitness, you know. And then you have your Richard Simmons that comes out and, you know, and does his thing, and you know, you have your thigh high socks and, you know, and the, and everything. I never wore thigh high socks. But yes, and that whole thing, the, you know, the aerobics and things like that. So people started really getting into the health and fitness and thinking that, you know, the better that I look, the healthier I am. Later on in years, as we, you know, as we progress and research takes place and science unfolds a lot, you realize that, you know, it has, you know, really little to do with how you look. You know, I tell some clients all the time, it doesn't matter if you have six pack abs, if you got diabetes or you have a cancer in your body. You know, so let's deal with the health and wellness side of it first and then let that flow into to that. So that's where CBD comes into play. So, you know, you asked me before, how do I do a fitness consultation? How do I do those things? You know, and the first thing after they get done talking and telling the story, it's usually goes right back to health and wellness. Okay, let's deal with these health issues first.
Right.
And then let's move to the things that you want to achieve aesthetically or whatnot.
Right.
You know, the range of types of people that you deal with is, you know, you know, if you dealt with 1,000 people, you know, about 900 of them are going to be, you know, in that general fitness, health and wellness category. Probably the other 100 may be wanting to do something, you know, truly aesthetic, which has to do with like bodybuilding competitions, bikini competitions and things like that.
Right.
So, you know, so the main part of it, the 90%, is really what we're dealing with a lot of the time, although we deal with the other 10. And so that's where CBD comes into play. You know, I found that I started off, you know, with oils, but it was like your young living oils, your doTERRA oils, and learning about the essential oils and how those have an effect on your body. CBD really has is not different as far as how it enters into your body, as far as the science behind it, but the things that are the chemicals and the things, the compounds that are inside the cannabis plant are different from those, and it helps in a different way. And so to relate that back to fitness, you know, as you know, we have our endocannabinoid system.
Right.
You know, it's mainly dealing with the CB1 and CB2 receptors, although there's, you know, there's other receptors like your TRPV1 and TRPV2 and so on and so forth. And there's tons of them, but mainly those opioid receptors, those CB1s and CB2s that you're dealing with. The CB1 receptor dealing with mainly neurological functions, and the CB2 dealing mainly with the peripheral immunofunctions.
Right.
So, you know, you have your CB1 dealing with your brain and gut and things like that. You have your CB2 dealing with your pancreas, liver, and things like that.
Right.
And so when that comes back down to it, you want to do things that are going to affect you holistically, which is the reason I got into holistic fitness. Because like I said before, it is mind, it is body, it is spirit. But other than that, the other part of holistic is, you know, say you see an ad on TV, hey, this cures this, and this. You try this, and this, and it doesn't pan out the way that you want to, and is probably because you having stress in your body from another issue that is inside of your body,
right,
and is inhibiting you from doing those other things. The, I found that, you know, the CB1 and CB2 receptors address those issues a lot of the time through the CBD, through the THC that's involved inside, you know, in the cannabis plant, affecting those receptors and affecting those faculties.
Right. Right, and the endocannabinoid system basically, you know, it's the largest self-regulatory system in the body. It's
true.
Larger than the peripheral and central nervous system, and it creates that necessary state of homeostasis. And anytime you are outside of the state of homeostasis, you are going to end up sick.
Absolutely.
You know. It affects everything, you know, brain chemistry, mm-hmm. organ function, immune system, hormones, all the systems of the body. Mm-hmm. Cannabis is something that was always a part of the human diet and medicine until it wasn't. And so now we have, not only do we not get what we need, but we're in a state of deficiency as a society. And we have these newer diseases because between the deficiency and the high rate of inflammation that everybody has, mm-hmm. Because of chemicals and antibiotics and you know, sugar and processed foods and environmental toxins. I mean, it's a wonder we're, you know, any of us are surviving at all.
Absolutely. Well,
the body can't fight all that by itself, and especially not in a state of imbalance and deficiency.
Absolutely. So, you know, the whole game, you know, for lack of a better term, is to get back to that place of homeostasis that
right.
you speak of, which has to do with how your body is signaling
right.
For you to do normal functions
right.
As you're supposed
and,
to.
And a lot of it, you know, because of that high rate of inflammation, you know, one of the other great things about CBD and cannabis in general is the fact that it triggers the body to detoxify those things, you
sure.
know, heavy metals and chemical residues from all the stuff we eat and ingest and the things that build up in the system that the body's not made to fully process.
Sure.
You know, it signals the brain to say, okay, let's get this junk out of here mm-hmm. in order to achieve that state of homeostasis.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Well, tell us a little bit more about, you know, some of the ways that CBD helps specifically with things like bodybuilding. You know, I've mentioned before that CBD helps the body to build and maintain muscle mass
mm-hmm.
and inhibits the chromosome we have that is constantly breaking down muscle tissue. That's important, especially in bodybuilding, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and, you know, my first focus with in anything health and fitness related or wellness related is what's going on in the mind. What are your synapses firing off the way that they should? And is that information being delivered? So
right.
with that, you have your CB1 and CB2 receptors. And, you know, if you can imagine, it's, you know, kind of like two prongs with a, you know, a space in between.
Right.
You know, you have a presynaptic receptor and you have a postsynaptic receptor, one that sends, one that receives. And in between, you have neurotransmitters. So like serotonin, dopamine, those sort
right,
of things.
Right.
You know, and that, you know, that speaks back to the homeostasis. If your hormones are out of balance, then you find that you have a lot of issues in your body because it's really that conduit in which that the information is communicated back and
right.
forth through those
right.
synaptic receptors. And so CBD affects those receptors, so the CB1 and CB2 receptor. So say someone has an issue in their body or they're dealing with inflammation, things like that, or some other issue, you know, health and wellness issue, whatever it may be, it's, you know, you can more than likely find the route back to are the neurotransmitters doing what they need to do. But a lot of the time it is having to do with the paths of the synaptic receptors. Are
right.
those dirty? Are those deadened? You know, we spoke of cortisol earlier. It's very easy whenever you get stressed. The cortisol is a neuroreceptor, a neurotransmitter, and it doesn't do what
right.
the serotonin and dopamine do. And so that information is corrupted, which is why you say stupid things whenever you're mad, or you can't process information
yeah.
the way that you should whenever you're highly stressed, you know.
Right.
We're constantly telling people to breathe, stay calm in
right.
the situation so that you can process the information as you should.
Right.
It's no different with your fitness and your health and wellness. It's the same way. So making sure that is clean and clean. You know, they talk about, you know, killing off brain cells. Well, you really don't kill off the brain cells. It's really that you're dirtying those pads or deadening those pads, and you can't transmit the information the way that you should.
Right. I mean, I've done a lot of research on my own on studies about certain drugs that basically inhibit the brain's ability to create new synapses.
Sure.
And, you know, if the brain can't create new connections, it mm-hmm. will start to die.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can be young.
Yeah.
And end up diagnosed with early onset dementia that's
sure.
really just a side effect of a drug inhibiting your brain's ability to do what it was made to do in the way it was made to do it.
Absolutely. You know, you should be making those connections. And so it's that mind-body connection with the bodybuilding. And, you know, and you spoke of the general fitness. You know, I find most people fall into that general fitness category.
Right, so, right. So, you know, workout recovery, soreness, all
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and then the health and well-being as well. So, right. You know, it all circles back to what, you know, that state of homeostasis, what's going on in the brain. Are you transmitting the information that you should? If
right.
you're not transmitting that information, then, you know, how do you remedy that? You
right. know? And you know, sleep, mood, mm-hmm. like you say, the cortisol levels, the detoxification, you know, getting those sources of inflammation out of the body. And those are all things that CBD contributes to when you use it on a daily basis.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
So, mm-hmm. you know, whether it's an oil for all those overall body things or a topical when your muscles are sore from a workout, you know, it's pretty awesome
yeah,
as far as fitness
is.
Goes. So, yeah. Join us when we come back from the break to discuss the future of homeopathics and how CBD plays a role in a better, more natural quality of life. You're listening to Sweet Home Cannabama with our guest Gerald Harbin on Breath and Talk 106.5.
Back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
All right, we're talking today about health and fitness with Gerald, who is a holistic fitness expert and a member of the Cannabama family. Gerald, where do you see the future of health and fitness going?
Well, you know, I see it going absolutely the more natural route. The more and more I talk to people, you know, you think back when people were at their, you know, arguably healthiest, I understand that they didn't have the, you know, the antibiotics that we have and the, you know, the sanitary habits that we have now,
mm-hmm.
you know. But as far as just what was going on inside of their body outside of, you know, things, outside factors and things like that, you know, you found that, you know, and at least I found in my studies that people were the most healthiest. Or the, wow, that's weird, but the healthiest.
That's okay. I use bad grammar sometimes,
I'm
too.
I'm not an English person. I am a...
Yeah, it's okay. Continue.
I'm a fitness guy. So, you know, at their healthiest, you know, back when things were more natural, you know, where you didn't have all the pesticides, where you didn't have all the other factors that you have, you know, have to think about now in your body, as well as the synthetics that are in a lot of things. Your body having to break down a synthetic property before it can actually assimilate the things that it
right.
really needs, the nutrients
yeah.
and things like that. So I see it going more towards a natural route and pretty rapidly, you know, even as the things are starting to come out and people are starting to think for themselves. And in this information
mm-hmm.
age where you can find anything on Dr. Google, you know,
right.
You know, you can find any information. So people are researching themselves, you know, and a lot of things are coming out that were once true and are not true, you know, and we find that, you know, through the beginning, you know, it was thought that cocaine was great for your health, and then later
well,
on
yeah.
you found out it's not great for your health.
It was anesthesia.
And then you have, you know, LSD being tested on soldiers and things like that, and you find out, oh, that's probably not the best idea, you know.
My latest favorite is ketamine for depression.
Right,
yikes.
Right. Just even cigarettes, you know, it was a
right.
cultural thing, and then, you know, you had to fight tooth and nail to get a Surgeon General's warning on it, you know, back in those days.
Right.
To say that, hey, it may have these health risks or whatnot, you know, all the way up to, you know, the... You know, it's, you know, it's fat that kills. No, it's sugar that kills. No, it's
oh, yeah.
taking in too many calories that kills, you know, and it's all these different things, you know. And so,
right.
You know, as people are coming more and more, scientists becoming more prevalent and people have easier access to knowledge, I see it moving more towards a natural route. And I'm having these conversations more and more with people on a daily basis in a time. Well, I mean, even a year ago, 2 months ago,
yeah.
you know, it's exponential growth as far as, you know, well, tell me more about this natural process that you're talking about. What is
right.
my body actually made to do? Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I believe that you're uniquely designed and your body is uniquely designed to be able to heal itself. If it's not healing itself, there's an issue. And we really need to get down to that issue of what,
right.
you know, how you can get back to that natural state of self-preservation.
Right, of course. And, you know, I think it's always fascinated me in a frustrating way. When I first started out in this industry, how you look around and we're the most, educated people in human history. We have more access to more information than ever before and more technological breakthroughs in medicine and technology, and we're sicker than we've ever been.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's really crazy, you know, and half the food we eat isn't even real food.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's food-like products.
Right, and once something kind of sneaks into society and we accept it as normal, mm-hmm. once it's got a foothold, first there's the mindset of this is what we do, but then there's the greed that takes place when the people that actually knew when they set out that this was not good, mm-hmm. but they like the money that is generated, convenience food, fast food, things that make it easier to live a fast-paced lifestyle are killing us,
Absolutely.
And our children, and all of this trying to prevent diseases that are absolutely survivable if you ever get exposed to them,
right,
and the risk that we put ourselves in trying to avoid something we may never face.
Right.
It's lunacy, but I think there's a trend, especially now that cannabis is on the forefront of everybody's minds. I mean,
sure.
You cannot go an hour without seeing some other report, news program, magazine cover, article, blog, about cannabis in some form, whether it's, legalization advocacy or, testimonials from people in legal states or, like Alabama. I mean, sure. Everybody I talk to says, Alabama will be the last state in the whole United States to legalize. And that's the general mindset. And mm-hmm. but this tide is starting to turn. And it's in large part because people are sick of being sick.
Right, absolutely. I think, I think a lot of it has to do with, solidifying interests,
Right.
That's what, you find your, states or, even people that are moving slower towards processes that, are the new norm or the new right thing to do. The science has come out to prove this thing, and moving out of that old mindset into the new mindset. It has a lot to do with not just, I can't wrap my brain around it, but I can't find how I'm supposed to fit inside of this new structure that is coming about. So, what happens whenever everyone realizes that they can heal themselves and they don't need traditional medicine, quote unquote,
as
often, and what happens when they realize they don't have to take pharmaceuticals as much,
Right. Well, and that's another thing about, trying to make life more convenient is people my age, your age, we've grown up thinking that, we don't even realize that since medicine has become incentivized,
right,
and lucrative, mm-hmm. that it's completely changed the way things are done. And we are taught from birth that, if someone is wearing a white coat, mm-hmm. you do what they say and you don't ask questions and you don't need to know what's good for you or how you can take care of the problem yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
You pay for insurance, you pay a copay, you buy expensive drugs, and then you make yourself sicker.
Right.
So you don't have to ask questions. And now, even with advertising, which is insane that we advertise drugs the way we do, people are now trained to, instead of go in and say, doctor, what can I do? They go in and say, here's what we're going to do because I saw this on TV, mm-hmm. and this is what I want.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
it's absolute insanity to me.
Right, right. And, and I think there's a, there's a balance, I'm not completely against traditional
of
medicine
course,
and its place
course.
And things like that. However, I approach all my clients and my patients and things, I tell them that, there's no reason why your 30-year-old self should know more about you than you have, and you've been living with yourself.
Right.
A whole lot longer, and I've known you for, for the past hour.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and that's true. I mean, we're not taught to know our own bodies. And like me personally, I've had some incredibly tragic issues that stem from mistakes and negligence in a conventional medicine setting. I lost my son because of it. I almost died. And since then, been helped along in becoming less mentally healthy and less physically healthy. Doing whatever someone else tells me to do. But, I've had enough kidney stones in my life to know that when I get a certain little twinge, mm-hmm. that's a kidney stone. Mm-hmm. And I don't care if you can't see it yet. It's there, and eventually you'll find it. But I know myself. Mm-hmm. I know exactly where my bladder is. I know, you know, exactly what's going on. And a lot of times you find that no one wants to hear that. They want to tell you what's wrong with you, and they're not interested in your opinion.
Sure.
And you live in your body every day.
Sure.
So that's really frustrating to me. So I think that people are sick of it, and they're really getting on board with the idea that I can figure this out myself, mm-hmm. because what I'm doing isn't working, and I'm just getting worse.
Right.
So I think that's encouraging. I want to mention the fact that the other nutritional components of full-spectrum and broad-spectrum CBD products apply specifically to health and fitness. Mm-hmm. You know, we've talked about it before. There are, you know, well over 400 different chemical compounds in a full-spectrum or broad-spectrum product. The difference being broad has no THC and full has the legal limit.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about cannabinoids, terpenes, flavonoids, vitamins and minerals, antioxidants, fatty acids. And then when you're talking about an oral sublingual oil, they add a medium chain triglyceride as a carrier oil. So, you know, let's talk about how all of those things matter, you know, when they work together as opposed to just a single chemical compound. You know, cannabinoids are what THC, CBD, and all the other
CBN, CBG,
yes, CBG,
CBDA,
CBDA, you know, THCA, all those things. They're the different chemical components that make cannabis unique. And they all have different, you know, medicinal properties in the body. But there's terpenes, which are the chemicals that give a plant a smell. And each of those has different chemical reactions in the body. And, you know, terpenes are what distinguish one strain from another. You know, that's what makes Granddaddy Perp different from Pineapple Express is, you know, the makeup of the terpene profile. And of course there's, you know, vitamins and minerals. Those are, you know, incredibly important, magnesium and the B vitamins and things like that.
Right. And even going back to the terpenes, you know, one thing that I found with the terpenes as well is that those receptors that I was talking about before, the way you can bring those back to rejuvenation and reprogram them to function the way
right.
that they need to. And the terpenes do that. Your even your monoterpenes and your, you know, sesquiterpenes and things like that
right.
that are in your plants,
right.
Which, you know, cannabis obviously
right.
is a plant. And so so that are inside of those things that help to that conduit of flow of
right. And,
of information.
And different, you know, the makeup of the chemical profile in cannabis overall is what makes it the most bioavailable superfood known to man. You know, everything in cannabis is fully usable by the body naturally and is in fact essential in a lot of ways to daily function because
sure.
we use up the cannabinoids that our body makes naturally, and you have to supplement those back just like any other thing.
Sure. Well, you have all these compounds coming together to work together for a common goal. It's not like you have, I mean, all these things are natural.
Right.
Naturally occurring inside of it. It's not like somebody's putting in an extra synthetic on top of that
right.
to try
right.
to process.
You don't have to mess with it.
Yeah, that's
it's
working
perfect
against.
The way
yeah.
it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, and that's called the entourage effect.
Yep.
When the sum of the whole is better than any one compound, as far as efficacy in the body, you know, as far as diet, metabolism, homeostasis, and, you know, recovery.
True. Yeah, we're better together.
Absolutely. All right. We'll be back shortly for the conclusion of our talk about CBD health and fitness. If you have questions, go to sweethomecannabama.com and send us an email or come see us downtown at Cannabama, the CBD store.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Cheryl, thanks for coming in to educate us on the benefits of CBD to a healthy and fit lifestyle. What is the best way for people to get started optimizing their health and fitness?
Well, you know, I would say start simple or first of all, come see me. you know, and I don't say that in a braggadocious way. I just say, you know, it's, you know, if you don't have the information that you need, you know, you need to go to somebody or ask somebody that has the information for you. It's not going to force
right.
Something, force you to do something, you know. That's why maybe why I'm I'm so against cultural diet plans and things like that because it seems like it's almost forced against your will, you know, and the only, you know, you only do it because your friends are doing it and it may not work for you. So somebody that's just going to offer the information without any kind of agenda at the end or just, you know, research it yourself, but do all the research because there's tons of opposing knowledge out there. So, you know, that's why, you know, it gets back to my point. Come see me and I'll give you just the information, you know, and that's the best way to get to really to get started.
Right. That is my philosophy from my perspective as the owner of a CBD store, mm-hmm. you know, come and get educated. Ultimately, I've said this before, I don't care where you get it from. Mm-hmm. Just make sure you're not getting something that's, you know, low quality or no quality. You know, that you're not overpaying and that you understand how to use it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You and know, do your own research, please. You know, you can take my word for it if you want to, but, you know, mm-hmm. you should definitely know for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, and then, you know, the second thing for me is making sure that you're doing something that's going to be sustainable and maintainable.
Right. Not total torture right. all the time.
Exactly,
it's a lot of times there's a lot of deprivation and mm-hmm. it feels like torture.
Right, right. Well, you know, and, you know, there's a difference between, you know, what you're used to and then something that, you know, that's just way too much for you, you know. I find right. a lot of people are used to a certain thing. So whenever you tell them that, hey, you can't do that certain thing anymore, you know, it's a very, very simple fix. And, you know, and it's all about overcoming that mindset and, you know,
right.
and going, you know, and doing
but
things
I want
that
it.
Way, you know. Yeah, exactly. But you still, so even when I come up with plans for people, it's not, hey, you need to take this, and this. It's usually, hey, just stop doing this, 30 days, and then we'll reevaluate
right.
and then start and then add some more things
right.
on top of that, you know. But
change a few things at a time.
Right, absolutely. You want maintainable, you know. People forget to take pills all the time because they're taking 50 of them, you know.
Right.
They forget to go work out because they're having to figure out time in the day to go, you know, typical
right.
mindset of 45 minutes or an hour and a half at the gym 3 to 5 times a week. I mean, that's a
right.
that's a lot of time. That's not including the prep time before.
Right, and who's
then
watching the kids
leaving,
and who's cooking supper if I got to go work out after work.
Yes,
yeah, absolutely.
Maintainable, you know, maintainable goals, maintainable actions, and start that way. You know, simple is better. You know, what's that acronym, KISS, keep it simple, stupid.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know for me, and most people, change is very hard.
Sure.
You know, a lot of the things that we, you know, a lot of the bad habits we have are taught to us from birth, you know.
Sure.
That's why, you know, genetic issues really are just a matter of you grew up in the same house with your mama and your daddy, and
right.
whatever they ate, you ate. Whatever they did to handle stress, that's what you do, you know, and,
right.
and you inherit their habits, their
yeah.
all of their habits, and
yeah.
those become your habits. And so, yes, you get this disease or that disease just like
mm-hmm.
your mama or just like your daddy because you share genes
right.
and you share habits.
Yeah, it's just like, I mean, the cultural mindset is the same way as that. You know, a lot of the things that you learn aren't just like physically learned to you. I'm not sitting you down in class. My parents never set me down in class
right.
and taught me how to parent. But
right.
my natural reaction to parenting was to see, you know, oh, this is how my parents do it. And subconsciously, that was programmed in my brain.
Right, and
so
I turned
I
out okay.
Myself,
so.
And then, no, yeah, and then so
yeah.
my natural approach to that. And so it's the same thing with culture, you know. Their natural approach to something is this way. It's not that they sat down and told you that. Hey, you need to take this medicine. You need to do this. You need to go to the gym. It may be that, but most of the time it's not. You just see everybody else doing it, and you
right.
think it's the natural thing, so you just automatically start doing it.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's why you can, any issue, whether it be mental or physical or emotional, can almost always be tied back to the first 10 years of your life, because
yeah.
at some point or other, something became ingrained in who you are, and it sometimes we don't even realize it.
Right, 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 right. Absolutely. You think about, I heard a doctor of medicine and psychology talk about all the things that you have to learn within the first few years of your life
Everything.
To be a functioning person
right.
in society. And most of those things are not physically taught to you.
Right.
They're subconsciously
Just
absorbed.
Just information
you, know?
You take in through your senses
Absolutely.
and mimic.
Right, right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's why, you know, children who are abuse their children and all the dysfunctions that we
sure.
have. You know, people who are fearful end up with kids that are fearful, you know, and it's all of it is learned behavior. I mean, I've even read about attachment theory and how a lot of the ways we give and receive love and attention and positive and negative are things we've learned even as infants that there's no way we could possibly even remember them, but they created that the pathway that we screen things through and determine everything that we do.
Sure, that's a big part of holistic fitness.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's not just you going to work out your body, but it's also finding out those things that are inhibiting you that you cannot see from achieving the goals that you need to see.
Right.
A lot of it is the mindset. You know,
right.
You know, very little. When you come down to it, has to do with what you can physically see. What
right. No, I've talked to my therapist about this. You know, when I was growing up, we did not have any money. We were poor. And I'm from Louisiana, and, you know, the motto there is we don't eat to live, we live to eat. And so in my family particularly, if we got to get to have certain types of things, and usually it was sugar, it was a reward. It was a treat. It was something that we kind of looked forward to because we didn't get it very often. And then later on in life, when you have better access to those things, you know, when I think I'm going to do something for myself, I'll have a cupcake.
Right, absolutely.
And that feels like a reward. And until you realize, this ain't working out too well for me because, you know,
I tell people the story of, you know, how I grew up with my, you know, my parents, you know, they're both ordained ministers. And so they were very, very much on the spiritual side and what, you know,
right.
what that, you know, what that that brings for about in your life. And so we never were allowed to, you know, operate and determine possible outcomes based upon the facts that were there, but upon the truth of, you know, of what the Word of God said. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, a lot, I mean, we didn't take a lot of medicine when I was growing up.
Right.
You know, it was all about, you know, your body needs to line up with this truth, you know,
right.
not these facts that are being presented to it.
Right.
Which there's a big difference. And then also, you know, even you talked about food, you know, I remember my mom, she would be cooking and you didn't go in the kitchen when mom was cooking. But if she called you in there, it was for something like important. It was a treat to even go in
mm-hmm.
there. And so like programming, and she would end up, hey, taste this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a raw piece of cauliflower, or it's like a raw slice of potato that she just cut up because she's getting ready to make something with it. So we got used to all these raw vegetables, and I guess subconsciously programmed in our mind that this is good.
Right.
This is
it's
right
special.
For you.
Yeah.
And so when I grow up, and so even my 5-year-old daughter now, her first reaction when she wakes up, we did not tell her that she needs to eat healthy or anything. She'll get up and say, Daddy, I want yogurt with granola on top. Or, hey, I want an avocado. Or I want oranges.
Wow.
And she chooses those by herself without us even having to do that, you know?
Right. Yeah. I have always had pretty picky food aversions. Yeah. And my daughter is a 100-fold food aversions. I mean, she won't eat meat.
Right.
Of any kind. Never, I mean, even at 3 years old, refused. And she doesn't want any kind of vegetable.
Right.
I eat vegetables, just a select few, you know, a select few fruits.
Right.
And but she is a more extreme, which usually is what happens, a more extreme version of that. And she's almost 12. And I keep telling her, you're going to have a ribeye one day and really be mad at yourself that you wouldn't even try chicken or fish, or she will not even consider it. She will. We did this one thing where we told her, whatever you want to eat is fine, but you have to eat 2 baby carrots before you can have it. And she would go 12 hours without food, and then when she finally got hungry, she would take a knife and cut it into the smallest pieces she could and spend 45 minutes eating a tiny little 2-inch baby. Oh, drove me nuts.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
All right, well, if we want to get a more personalized assessment and help establish a new routine, how do we get that help?
All right, so there's a few ways you can do it. You can, you know, contact me by my email. You can do G Harbin, that's G-E-E Harbin, H-A-R-B-I-N, @gmail.com. You can contact me that way, or you can contact me through Sparrow Clinic is the name of the company that I work for, as their performance officer. We do homeopathic medicine. We do stem cell therapy, stem cell research. We do PRP, platelet-rich plasma therapy. We do homeopathic IVs. We do homeopathic supplementation, nutritional guides. We're getting into the athletic performance game right now through a huge expansion that we're doing.
Okay.
We do consultations. Everything is homeopathic, holistic. You can go online and look that up at sparrowclinic.com. You can also contact me through my email through Sparrow, which is Gerold, G-E-R-O-L-D, sparrowclinic.com. You contact me that way, or you know, you can call up to the to Canabama and
right.
and ask for me, see if I'm happen to be up there, and
yeah.
And if I am, come on and see me.
All right. Well, for more information, go to our website at canabama.com or visit us at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile. Or go to sweethomecanabama.com. Leave us your questions or suggestions. Thank you, Gerald, for joining us today. This has been good.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
All right.